athlete that had the sex change? What's the name of that?
I don't know. I know what you're talking about. I don't know.
The fucking Kardashian mad nigga. What's his name?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Don't act like you don't know what the fuck. What's his name?
Caitlyn.
All right, yeah, all right.
But
yeah.
Before that, it was a football player who did that as well.
All right, but look, nigga, you know what I'm talking about. I'm a scary ass nigga. He did it. It is what it is. He spoke out against it, but you know what I'm saying? That's what the fuck y'all get for voting for. See, this is what I'm saying. All y'all niggas crying. You just see all of them crying, right? But y'all voted for him.
Very true.
That was the only time that I was proud that that was my president.
I don't think he, what, by him saying that?
Yeah.
What? I don't judge nobody.
I don't judge anybody either.
Yo, man, enemy lines is serious. Niggas just holding guns and you got nigga next.
Man, this is like a next level of fucking life ignorant, stupid shit.
You need to make
shit.
Sure this motherfucker is 100 on this enemy and not like.
But it doesn't take a man to kill, though.
Huh?
It doesn't take just a man to kill.
No, but it take a motherfucker who focus. Hearts. Who focus.
You think they not focused?
Some of them not.
I saw some people get some updated. I saw someone else with an updated shipping date for their thing instead of a cancellation. Maybe the fuck up was that they didn't mean to take so many pre-orders. Maybe they fucking entered the quantities wrong. It took too many. So the first 12 people.
I love all of Stu's tracks. The vibe is always incredible. You also heard the Tosca Black remix of Light by Son Holo in that section.
Don't forget, as always, if you guys want to go back and listen to the show or any of the previous shows, just search P Vibrations on iTunes. You can find this episode and all the previous episodes. We got everything. And you can also go check out the tour schedules for both of us. The live full experience is amazing. So if you can check out the tour schedule and come to any of our shows, all my information is on my SoundCloud, Bandintown, Nightmare.com.
And for us, it's slanderofficial.com/tour.
Tour schedule is everywhere. Make sure you guys go check it out. Come hang out with us. It's always a blast live.
And to everyone in Southern California, we're having our biggest Good Vibration show we've ever done on July 29th at the NASA.
I think this is ridiculous, but guess what I did this weekend?
You ate a lot?
Okay, I can't even believe this. You know that song Mike Posner sings about taking a pill?
Yeah.
I freaking went to Ibiza this weekend.
And did you take a pill?
I took a vitamin.
It's good to take vitamins in Ibiza.
You took that vitamin D.
Yeah,
disgusting. All right, but check out my Instagram at official Simon SYMON, and you can see some pics in Ibiza.
Oh, good. That's Tony. Yo, you want to look at my vacation pictures? I got that shit. We'll be right back.
celebration tonight. Celebrate. Don't wait too late. No, you don't stop. You can't stop. We're gonna celebrate one more time. One more time. One more time. A celebration. No, we're gonna do it right tonight. Hey, just feeling. This has got me feeling of need. Need. Yeah. Come on. All right. We're gonna celebrate one more time. Celebrate and dance so free. Music's got me feeling so free. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time.
Sue for your cut of the sponsor money on that gigantic video. Did not give permission for your likeness to be used, your virtual likeness.
That'd be really crazy.
That'd be a really crazy precedent set. Start blurring everyone's names.
Yeah, I made it twice in the, or once in the Sphere Wrestling, Wrestling Capital.
Are you? Okay, what's your favorite event, tie down roping or bulldog?
I mean, I love tie down roping. I put a lot more time into
it. Oh, yeah. I love a nice tie down roping. Everyone does.
I feel like.
feel alive.
Thoughts on last night's SmackDown Live? Call 844-796-7874 or tweet us at Busted Open Radio.
It's a country boy working overtime, boy.
Welcome to Busted Open. On a Wednesday, Dave LaGreca, Larry Dallas, so much to get into today.
Yep.
Everything SmackDown.
Oh, so much.
I thought that the SmackDown we... Sunday, AJ kicks out and then gets the pin on Kevin Owens, and we once again have a new U.S. champion. Larry, how the hell are you, my friend?
You are fired up.
I am fired up. Let me just say that the next 2 hours right here on Sirius XM Rush, right here on Busted Open, you're going to get a lot of fire. You're going to get fire from me. You're going to get fire from Larry. You're going to get fire from the nation. Who knows? Maybe by the end of the show, someone's going to get fired.
You're fired!
This is going to be a show for the ages, my friend. Larry, are you prepared for this?
Me?
Yeah, you! Are you prepared?
I think he just struck the fear of God into Larry Dallas. I think he thinks he's getting fired now.
Yeah, why was that drop so readily prepared for this? Because our technical advisor, Josh Reed, has those things prepared.
I've seen that board. That clip's not on that board every day.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. But knowing that it's Larry on the air, you have to be prepared for anything.
No. See, what had happened was Sunday created an alternate reality.
Okay.
And in this reality now, you guys are teasing me getting fired.
Really?
Everything changed because of Sunday. Because I watched Flash, you know, so we had a flashpoint on Sunday because AJ was supposed to kick out and he didn't. So now we had to go back in time on Tuesday and recreate and fix what got broken. And now everyone's world is different.
And it's called the butterfly effect. You change one little thing, everything else goes haywire. Because I agree with you. Now we have no confirmation. We don't know this. We'll probably never know.
Yeah.
But I find it baffling that on Sunday you have a ref bump. But yet the heel still gets a clean pin. Doesn't make any type of sense to me. Obviously, something went wrong. Something was changed. And you're right. I think it threw everything else off on SmackDown. Because if AJ got the win on Sunday and retained that U.S. title, then that would be over. There'd be no reason to have Kevin Owens come out and have a rematch. Wouldn't make any sense.
Dude, I was shopping at the Lone Pine Mall, and that's all everyone was talking about.
That's right, because when I went shopping there, it was the Twin Pines Mall.
It was the Twin Pines Mall Sunday morning, but the whole world changed.
There you go. Now it's the Lone Pine Mall.
Right. So they had to reset everything, and now we have directions for SummerSlam. But I cannot get over the fact that if that match wasn't supposed to happen yesterday, would Jericho be back? Would Nakamura be in the U.S. title picture? Would Cena Nakamura be happening next week? Everything changed because of AJ Owens and Jericho yesterday.
Or
Sunday, rather.
Or was there confirmation that Jericho was going to be on Tuesday's show, so they changed the ending because knowing Jericho was coming back and to be able to have that moment like we had last night, then you probably needed to have AJ Styles drop that U.S. title on Sunday.
We can all agree that was probably not the finish on Sunday. Whether you have to confirm it, whether you don't, I think everyone has a feeling that something weird went down on Sunday.
And again, I go back to the ref bump. You're not going to have a ref bump and then have the heel get a clean pin. Makes no sense at all. And it just seemed, it was very flat. Yeah, it was soft. It was a very flat ending to the match. And you could just tell that something went awry. but they did the make good. And it was, first of all, I think the SmackDown that we saw last night, that main event, was the best main event we've seen on SmackDown all year. To get the return of Chris Jericho, to get that type of match like we did, it was a fantastic match. Kudos to all three that are involved. But again, AJ Styles is now your new US champion.
I'm trying to think about the all year thing. You can't do that. You can't throw things like that out there with people that have no idea. Like, I can't reference anything.
Well, there you go. If you can't remember a match that was better, that means there wasn't another match that was better than the one we saw last night.
All right. You win that argument for that reason, then. I would agree with that. But, yeah, no, I thought it was a fantastic SmackDown. I thought AJ, they set up what they needed to set up. I wonder now, though, what Owens does. Because now next week we're doing AJ Owens again. By that point, we're only going to be 3 weeks away from SummerSlam, right?
Well, you mentioned this butterfly effect. You mentioned the Flash and everything that's going on.
We're an alternate timeline.
If you didn't get that match again last night and AJ and Owens was done, then maybe you do have Jericho come back and say to Owens, I want my rematch. Owens goes over. Owens is your champion.
Dude, a week ago, didn't Nakamura point to the U.S. title?
He did.
And now
you were talking about, I went on a rant about Nakamura saying he needs to get into the ring with AJ Styles ASAP, and that should be your match at SummerSlam. That is not going to be your match at SummerSlam.
Everything's changed. And now, after next week now, so you're going to have AJ and Owens one more time, because Owens already invoked his rematch for next week. So by that point now, you'll have, what, 2 weeks, two more SmackDowns to start building programs for SummerSlam? I'm telling you, everything changed yesterday, and next week's show is going to be so interesting to me, because literally now what you're seeing is the adjustment on the fly to the new world they live in.
Yeah, and then I would think, because it does, sure. No, because there is some truth to it. Now, everything may work out in the end. It may all get ironed out by the time we get to SummerSlam, but I think if the universe didn't go awry
everything
after
changed.
Sunday, I think John Cena would have came out, as I predicted.
Yes.
I've been talking about for weeks that John Cena was going to come out, and John Cena was going to call out Jinder and go for that WWE Championship at SummerSlam. But he got his legs cut out from under him by Daniel Bryan coming out. Now you're having a number one contenders match next week.
All because of Sunday. AJ Styles, Chris Jericho, Kevin Owens, you can say Jinder, Cena, and Nakamura. That's six people. Plus me, you, Alex, and Josh. That's 10 people whose futures all changed because one guy didn't kick out. You're literally on an alternate timeline now. So everything that we thought was going to happen going to SummerSlam got thrown out the window.
May I pose a few other theories as to what happened here?
Sure, let's hear.
All right. So let's just say that, Cena, you know, was already destined for Jinder. Let's say that Styles and Nakamura were already destined for each other at SummerSlam. Let's go back to Battleground on Sunday. You get in the ring. You're doing the match. All of a sudden, the ref in the little earpiece here is Vince McMahon going, "We got Jericho on Monday. Change the damn finish." Is that a possibility? And
what?
That was the best they could come up with to get without making AJ look bad. And getting the belt back on Owens so Jericho could come back, get the title shot rematch that he is owed against
Owens.
You know,
Owens, like, hey, fucking, AJ, what kind of ramshackle operation are these fuckers talking about?
Is that a realistic possibility? Because all the reports that I'm reading, including from Wrestling Observer, is saying that finish was changed in the middle of the match.
It's possible, and here's why. Because as you're saying that, I think, well, you could have a double disqualification, you could have a counter, you could have some kind of, you know, finish that's just crazy.
No.
But it makes more sense that Kevin Owens is holding that U.S. title if it's a return for Chris Jericho, because it was Owens that took Jericho out. Jericho, like he said in the open of the show, had to go off on a stretcher because of Owens. So it wouldn't have had the same effect if he was going after AJ Styles.
I get all that, but that was so clearly not the plan finished on Sunday, and you can talk about audible being called.
It was awkward, for sure.
AJ was yelling at the ref when it went back, as they cut back to whatever they went to next.
Is it possible, let me ask you this, is it possible that AJ just didn't know? That he didn't know?
No. He would have been communicated with at some point.
You would think.
No. This whole thing,
it was flat and it was awkward. But by the way, from what Alex just said, all those things that we thought were going to happen at SummerSlam could still happen. I mean, John Cena could beat Nakamura next week, and he's going after Jinder.
Let's build now.
Yeah, they could have another Owens AJ match on SmackDown, and you could get Nakamura and AJ Styles at some point.
I mean, either way, with that, you know, complete disregarding what could happen next week, you're still only really have 3 weeks to build the SummerSlam here.
Yeah, but not Nakamura. You're gonna give Nakamura his first loss away to Cena, though.
Who? I mean, good guy as any, right?
Because he gets nothing out of beating Nakamura.
Everything changed on Sunday.
Well, doesn't it kind of elevate Nak a little bit, like getting him involved with Cena in a number one contender's match, even if he does lose, you know what I mean? Like, they've been really, really, not ho-hum, but this has been a slow burn for him since he got brought up. So maybe this kind of continues a little bit. Gets the number one contendership for the main title, doesn't win, but it's in there with Cena. That's a nice little moment for him. I don't know. Maybe this is kind of the uptick here.
You know, Nakamura could still look good in defeat to somebody like John Cena. Getting that rub from somebody like John Cena, I'm not saying it's ideal, but with that roster that they have, the one guy that I could probably pick out of that roster where you would lose to and not get that hurt would probably be John Cena.
You would have flipped out if Nakamura lost to Cena in any other circumstances of what's going on right now.
Flipped out!
I would have.
You would have.
I may still flip out.
No, because you turned on Nakamura.
I turned on Nakamura.
You did.
Well, there's certain... When we come back, I'm glad you mentioned that, because when we come back, I heard there's a piece of audio from Monday's show that we're going to play about me talking about Nakamura and not a good luck. I can't imagine that happening, but we're going to hear that when we're back right here on Busted Open.
Fucking about that. Is there such a thing, and do you have one that you want to throw out?
You know, one of my favorite Beatles songs that is kind of overlooked is the song Rain.
Bed.
Chock full of nourishing wax.
Sirius XM.
Cruising down the street in my 6-4. Jocking the freaks. Parking the dog. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there. Cold shoes and boots.
Yeah.
not in the mood to push it right now.
Game night at my house for our anniversary. Instead of doing something tight and formal, we decided game night will be good. Gonna play left, right, center. Y'all know that's my game. Gonna play spades. Gonna play backgammon. Gonna play ghetto bingo. And our new game that I got from Quasi and them, Quasi and her friends, ghetto friends, Black Card Revoke. It's a whole game based on black pop culture, good times, Kool-Aid, Baptist Sunday service, all black stuff. I'm excited about it. I just love to laugh. All right, we're happy hour up next. Get it?
I love to laugh.
Thank you. Frick area. Sirius XM.
I like that Nintendo, or I'm sorry, I like that Walmart sat on those pre-orders for like a few days before canceling them. Like, instead of just immediately going like, oh, fucking cancel those. Like, they had to sit around for a while and build some fucking excitement. I wonder what the discussion was, if there was ever any talk about, like, oh, what if, can we do, should we give them some store credit for, to make this right, will people be pissed, like, you know, like, what, is there a lot of damage to us in this, or... assess that before they realize, no, we don't have to do shit. Fuck those people. Cancel their shit. If I were Nintendo, I'd be very interested in the number of orders they took. Might help plan some stuff. If they had a sense of how quickly the pre-orders came in or whatever, I wonder. Maybe that wouldn't actually tell them that much. They already know that people would want a significant quantity of them.
All night, clap. shoes that I don't even like. I just bought them for tonight. I just called another flight. I just signed another check. Told my pilot, take me to the money. Gone in 60 seconds. Gone if it acts like a magic trick. Yeah, that type of money makes a stripper cut up.
And you listening to the Borgo Show. Coming up next is one of my more serious songs. You know, we've all been through some rough breakups through our lives. I mean, if you haven't...
Oh, man. Oh. We got that Fortnite video recorded. That was good to get that done. That game needs a lot of work. It's not immediately apparent when you play it, but talking to them about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, you're well aware of what this game needs. Hopefully it gets it soon, because they're charging money for it. Interesting video. Well, I'll be interested to see the reaction, what people think. Not played the game yet. There's some really cool stuff in that game. I came out of that video wanting to play more Fortnite, but less certain about recommending it at this current time, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So that was good. Man, today fucking sucked fucking shit. I had a bad motherfucking day. How it goes sometimes. It's good to get that video recorded. Sit down, get that in. Talk video games, have a good time. Fuck.
SiriusXM Pop 2K with the M-Pop 3 player on shuffle.
The what? Stop. Stop talking. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Ugh.
All right. I'm going to go. I'm not going to be around for a few days, which is cool. So I will see y'all sometime next week. In the meantime, stay good. See ya.